Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Is Pat Narduzzi, Pitt football coach. Pat, how about Chris? Is he just a wealth of knowledge or what?
Wealth of knowledge. I didn't know the answer. I thought it was Dan Marino, but what do I know? I'm just worried about today. But
91?
How you guys doing?
At 91, Pat? You thought it was Marino?
Know.
He already played
know,
in a Super Bowl by then.
Shoot, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I'm hey, just... Pat, I'll start you off with a question about your quarterback. Eli Holstein won the job, but that's in practices. You don't, you know, Mike Tomlin loves to say you got to get guys in stadium and see what they're made of when he's talking about preseason football. So, since from the time Eli Holstein won the job, what have you seen from him that you didn't know you were going to get? Like, what have you learned from him now seeing him play and win 5 games for you?
You know, Coach Tomlin's right. I mean, you got to get him in the stadium, and you know that's why we had 2 scrimmages over there trying to find out who plays when the lights come on in the stadium. But we've learned a lot. I think from what Eli is, it was a really close race in camp with him and Nate Yarnell, who's a really good quarterback and an unbelievable young man. Not an easy decision, but as each week passes through the season, you kind of go, golly, I mean, just. This kid's so composed. He's a playmaker. At the end of games, his fourth quarters have been outstanding. He finds a way to make the play to help us win football games, and that's what it comes down to at the quarterback position, a guy that will your football team to win.
Pat, vocal leader, lead by example. What is he, personality-wise, Eli Holstein?
That's another good question. You don't see him as very talkative, so he's not a guy that's going to, sit there and talk a lot. So he leads by example, but I think the players may see a different side, than I see. I think he leads off the field as well. I think he's a guy that, brings those guys all closer together. All right. I think he's got those receivers and those running backs kind of in his, within his wings. I think he does, he's got a, kind of a savvy way of just, bringing those guys together, and he doesn't have to say a whole lot. And maybe it's just based on what he does, but I just see there's a really, good chemistry by the offense with what he's developed there.
Pat, he's also, in addition to obviously putting up the big numbers passing, he's also the second leading rusher and the leading rush touchdown guy on your team. What kind of a juggling act is it for you and for Cade Bell to try to temper, hey, this guy's a weapon when he uses his legs versus he is a very important player for you guys, so you don't want to put him at any undue risk for injury? How are you working through that calculation in that situation?
Yeah, we've got to be smart. I mean, the one thing is, he's going to scramble when he scrambles. You can't help that. When you drop back to throw and use your arm, he's able to scramble. I think he's done a decent job of getting down and being smart. You don't see us have a lot of quarterback, runs. Maybe here and there, like down on the goal line, if you feel like you need that extra number in the box and you use the quarterback. But you got to be careful. We don't want to get him hurt. And you saw what happened to Florida State at the end of the year. They got, you know, Travis, great player, and then he gets hurt against South Alabama or whoever that was, and all of a sudden, you know, kind of ruined. They still haven't recovered from that day. So I think, you know, you got to be careful. You know, obviously he's critical in what we do and how we do it, and we got to keep him healthy. We got to block for him. We got to protect the quarterback in the pocket, and then, you know, he's got to be smart himself and making sure he gets down when he has to.
Pat, you know, fans are so excited that you guys are winning and that Eli has had this amazing start, but also fans oftentimes do find negative in great situations. And the one thing that they do, I know it's crazy. And the one thing they bring up with this is, how do they keep them? How does Pat Narduzzi keep the Jackals away? Is Eli Holstein getting texted every week, hey, this is Joe Blow from the Big Ten, or Steve Smith from the SEC, come down here, we got big bags of money for you. Is that a real thing that you have to deal with during this season?
Well, we don't have to deal with it during the season. Maybe he has to. I think he's pretty level-headed. He knows, you know, what's there in front of him. I think he knows Pitt's going to take care of him. I haven't had that conversation with him. Pitt has the ability to take care of him. You know, this new house settlement obviously will help, but, the quarterback's, you know, the most critical, you know, player on your football team, so we're obviously going to take care of him. But here's the other thing people forget. The grass is not always greener, okay? You guys follow NFL football more than I do, but, you know, some of these quarterbacks, you know, in one program, then, you know, oh, let's cut them, you know, they go somewhere else, and, you know, and all of a sudden they're stars, okay? So, Eli's found a great niche here. I think it comes down to, are you happy or not, okay? And, you know, I always relate everything to happiness, you know, and again, a couple weeks ago, did an interview talking about just happiness as a coach, and I turned down a lot of money, turned down a lot of head coaching jobs, okay, to stay at Michigan State as a defensive coordinator because I was happy, not because of money. I mean, I turned down millions to stay as a defensive coordinator. And people might look at you and go, what are you doing? Because the time will come, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, to me, you know, I think Eli and his family are smart enough to know, listen, you know, him and Cade Bell work really good together, okay? He likes how he calls the game, and those are all great things. I mean, he can win a Heisman Trophy from here. He can win a national championship from here. All those things. But you know what? You can think that it's all about you and it's all you, and you can go somewhere else and all of a sudden go from being really good to not being very productive. So I think, you know, when you have a good thing going, I think, you know, people are smart enough to figure that out if you're happy. Now, if him and Coach Bell aren't getting along and Eli's a great quarterback, but, like, you know, we don't get along, well, then you really, you know, the fans should worry. But I hope, you know, the city of Pittsburgh is a great place to play. It's a great place to live. It's an unbelievable place to get an education. And again, on top of all of that, if you have a good culture and your team gets along and you like who you're playing with, that's probably the most important thing in the world. I mean, we could be 500 right now, but if you're happy with where you are, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Pat, I assume that I can ask the same question Andrew did about Eli about Coach Bell, because those same Jackals and Vultures might be calling on him too. So do you feel the same way right now about keeping that partnership together with those two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, those two together, Kate's got a good thing coming here too. You know what I'm saying? He's got Eli, and, you know, I don't think, you know, you'd be crazy to pass that up. But the great thing about Coach Bell is he's got a contract, and Eli really doesn't have a contract. You have a transfer portal that's wide open. People sometimes try to compare, you know, coach with a player and say, you know, if coaches can do it, players can. But, you know, there'll be a, you know, hefty buyout and all those things. So, hey, I'm going to try to enjoy the moment. We're going to try to win one game each week and be 1-0. And, you know, I think it's a good problem. You know, last year nobody was, you know, worried about, you know, how do we pay a quarterback or how do we pay a coordinator. It's a good problem to have is when you got great players and they're being successful. And you got great coaches that are being successful as well. So I think to me that goes hand in hand. And it's a great problem to have here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Hey, Pat, I want to let you do something.
And time out. And if you happen to join the Alliance 412, our collective run by Chris Bickle, I'll do a little commercial for it. Like, you know, get a hold, go on Twitter, go on Instagram, go to, you know, Alliance 412. Help your Panthers continue to be great and pack the act on Saturday.
Also, maybe setting up a radio show with star quarterback and afternoon drive hosts in Pittsburgh. might also help.
Why don't we get that done? What do we got to do?
Huh? I think we could have our people talk to your people and make that happen. Hey, Pat, I wanted to give you a chance, though, before we let you go, to do something that I know coaches love to do, especially when things are going really well, like 5-0 for the first time since 1991. Well, what is one thing you want to see your team do better the rest of the way? Ooh. That you want to improve? Because I know that's a classic. That's coaching 101 right there, is always try to find something that we got to work on, even when things are going well.
Well, you know what? I could grab every starter on our offense, our defense, and the guys run down on kickoff and kickoff return, and I could give you details about each one. Hey, what do you have to do better? What do you have to do better? So individually, each guy, you know, has a goal sheet that they fill out every week. And I hope they know, you know, from the coaching and the details that their coaches give in their individual meetings, the head coach knows what every guy is going to improve on. But the one thing, that, and I say it all the time, is as a football team, just continue to get better, okay? There's situational football. You know, there's situational football at the end of that game that we just got to be smart with the ball, protect our quarterback. You know, I hope they learn from that. But you know, it's one thing. It's like execution. It comes down to execution. I want to see our execution, offensively, defensively, and special teams be better each week. And again, that goes with, you know, great coaching in our meeting rooms. It goes with every play that we run in practice or in a game, like learning from those situations and becoming better as a football team and as a unit when we walk on the field that next week.
First time since 1966, Pitt and Cal, a big ACC rivalry matchup, 3:30 Saturday on the Fan. We'll have pregame at 12:30. Pat, we love talking to you. One of our listeners says, what's Pat snacking on? It sounds like he's got a little snack there with him. Is that accurate?
I had a little Snickers. I apologize. I didn't think you guys could hear
that. No, that's good.
You know, I just had lunch at 2 o'clock.
Do you throw them in the freezer when you eat them, Pat? Are you a frozen Snickers guy where you'll toss it in the fridge or the freezer, chill it out a little? I know people who do that with Snickers bars.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, cold is better than warm and melty. But room temperature is good, too. So either one. I want to make sure I keep my teeth. I'm getting old. My teeth would be cracked out.
Hey, Pat, along those lines, the Narduzzi household, they giving out full-size candy bars on Halloween, or you do the little fun-size ones?
You know, we have full-size, but, like, we live back in the woods. My driveway is about a half mile. You're not a very intelligent trick-or-treater if you're coming by my house for trick-or-treat. By the time you come down, you better get a big bar, okay? But it's a long walk down the driveway to get there, and you're not hitting as many houses. The key to great strategic trick-or-treating is get to as many houses as you can. You want short walks. Yeah. You don't want this half-mile walk in between, you know, houses. You want to get your pillowcase, and you want to make sure – and you know what? We used to run house to house, you know, because we were just trying to get to as many houses as we could.
Pat? It's just like this. It's like the Pitt offense. Hit them fast and run a lot of plays. It's perfect.
That's right. Hit the gas. Hit the gas, as Coach Bell says. Hit it.
Hey, Pat, good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hail to Pitt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.